Something that I have found myself obsessing over lately is the perfect celebrity couple.
That's the question I always want to ask a celebrity. Tell me about your typical day.
There's nothing wrong with trading up for the brother.
Not a fan of his.
Why?
His eyes are too close together.
I met him back when Kid made me cut my hair short and try and act as a man for the weekend.
I want to know what Jennifer Aniston does all day.
She rubs Aveeno on her skin. So Deontay.
Shannon.
We posted a special episode of Stuff with Shannon last Friday talking about the ISR stuff that I want to do.
We did.
And it was kind of serious. You got a little teary-eyed during it.
I did.
But that's okay. But this week we want to kind of make it a little bit more lighthearted. Maybe no tears.
I don't know. This could be, you know, a subject close to my heart.
It could be, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have time to waste thinking about things like this unless I text you the day of and ask you to. So... Something that I have found myself obsessing over lately is the perfect celebrity couple. And this is something that consumes way too much of my time. I think it might have started one time that Kelly Raspberry said that Justin and Britney should be together.
Right.
Hands down, end of story, get rid of Jessica Biel. Britney and Justin are the perfect celebrity couple.
I co-sign that all day.
And from that, I started thinking...
Who else?
I know of a couple more perfect celebrity couple. And it doesn't, in my mind, if they're already with somebody, who cares?
Yeah. It's a celebrity couple.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They get together and they break up. They get together to break up.
Mostly, yeah.
So I'm okay with busting up a celebrity marriage.
And I don't care about gender.
Nah.
I don't care about child status.
Nah.
I don't care about anything other than these are the people that I see together in my perfect world.
I can go with that.
Okay, so my first one, and I have good reasons for all of these,
okay,
at least in my head. But my first one would be Oprah and Steve Harvey.
Oh, no.
Or Oprah and Octavia Spencer, the lady from The Help.
Yeah.
I just see them being equally as smart, equally as passionate about things.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them being like a same-sex couple.
Yeah, I really only see her same-sex with Gail.
I don't know.
You know, I mean
maybe.
Best friends and there were rumors and...
Well, rightfully so, probably. But then that Steve Harvey thing. He's super rich.
He's super yuck.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
He's funny-ish.
Ish.
And he's so opposite of Oprah. I think that they would probably compliment each other.
See, and I think he's so opposite of Oprah that she would just smack him in the head.
That would be fun to watch, though.
It would be. Now, that I'm down with. Can we get them together so we can do, like, the Steve Harvey
show?
Smackdown?
That would be awesome.
Okay.
An Oprah reality show. Do you think she would ever do that?
No.
Gosh, she should, though.
I think her life must be so interesting.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think probably at some point she's just like, is this all there is to life? She's so rich. Going places and buying things and all the stuff that we wish we could do.
Yeah, but
it's probably old hat to her,
you know? But she's super philanthropic. So she's out there building schools in Africa and sending kids to college.
But is she actually building the schools in Africa?
Well, probably not with her hands.
Exactly. So what does she do with her time? What does she do?
You know what? That is a celebrity question that that's the question I always want to ask a celebrity. Tell me about your typical day.
It's so boring. I guarantee you that most of the time it's boring.
Like if it's not a day that you're going to the studio to record your sitcom or you're filming a movie, what is your typical day like?
You think about musical acts that are on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they're huge, they go on tour in a tour bus.
Right.
So they spend hours on end confined to a bus with who knows how many other people.
Oh, that's like my personal hell.
I know, right?
Ugh.
It's not glamorous.
No.
You would think that it would be, but it's not.
I want to know what Jennifer Aniston does all day.
She rubs Aveeno on her skin. I mean, probably.
Probably.
Works out, does yoga.
Yep.
So yoga, Aveeno. What else does she promote? I don't remember. Avocados?
St. Jude.
Oh, yeah. Maybe goes to St. Jude a couple times a week.
She can fly on a plane and land in Memphis in a heartbeat.
Surely she hangs out with the kids.
Of course she does.
I don't see pictures of that ever.
Well, I see the commercial.
But.
She's got to. She's probably low-key about it.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay, give me one of yours.
My all-time favorite couple forever and ever is going to be John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
But they're already together.
I know, but they're so perfect together. They are relationship, celebrity relationship goals. I want all celebrity relationships to be as perfect as John and Chrissy.
What is so perfect about them?
They are just so cute. Do you follow her on Instagram?
I do.
Adorable. They're just so, they're funny. She's funny. He puts up with her like crazy, randomly taking videos of him and posting pictures of him. Standing in front of the TV naked, posting a picture of his butt on Instagram.
See, I see why he would go for her. Mm-hmm. I completely get it. She's pretty great.
Yeah.
What about him?
He sings. Keeps her,
but he doesn't sing all the time. I saw her post, I think it was a tweet or something a couple weeks ago about being on tour with John. Mm-hmm. And it's her asking if he's mad at her all the time because he's on vocal rest. He can't talk outside of singing. And so she's just sitting there staring at a man that can't talk. What's the point?
Yeah, but I think he thinks she's really funny.
Well, she is.
So that's what you need. Like, if you're a funny girl, you want somebody who thinks you're hilarious.
But there's more to life than that. He's got to have some quality that we just don't know about.
He's funny.
Is he?
I think he is. He posts funny stuff.
Maybe I need to follow him because I don't see him being a funny guy.
And they make the cutest babies.
Oh, that baby is pretty cute.
She is adorable.
I will give her that. They did make a pretty baby. So that is your actual perfect celebrity couple.
Yes, but
what's your made up one?
Okay, I know that this goes against everything that Kelly Raspberry ever hopes for in life. Mm-hmm. But if Britney isn't available, mm-hmm. I'm putting Justin Timberlake with Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Hmm, I like that.
I've heard that they dated for a few minutes.
I like that early on. I do, but I also like Channing Tatum, See? Who she's already with.
Not a fan of his.
Why?
His eyes are too close together.
Seriously?
Yep.
You're going to count him out just because of that?
Yep.
That's not his fault. That's his parents.
Hey, I'm just saying. Eyes are too close together. He's gone.
Well, she's got weird thumbs or something, doesn't she?
Yeah, but you don't see her thumbs.
Yeah, you do. Isn't she a model and stuff?
No, she's like an actress and dancer.
I don't know what she does. I just know she's pretty.
Well, she's not holding her hands up
in pictures. As long as she keeps her hands in her pockets, I can support that couple.
But I see him all the time and his eyes are just too close together.
I think he's so cute.
No, and he's got nice abs. I'll take that.
Yeah, he does. I met him back when Kid made me cut my hair short and try and act as a man for the weekend. For the She's the Man premiere.
Oh.
In New York.
That was so long ago.
Needless to say, I never had a shot with Channing Tatum. And I'm okay with that. But that was my one experience with him. And thankfully, he was genuinely nice while I was there. I know that it had to be hard to take me seriously as I'm sitting there with my hair taped to my lip, trying to pull off me as a guy. I mean, this voice, come on. It doesn't matter how deep I try and go. There's no Shannon is a man with this voice. But he was really nice about it, and I was so, so glad.
Aww.
But I do like that couple.
I think that's a good one. I have another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Jennifer Lawrence
uh-huh.
and Bradley Cooper.
I do see that. Sometimes you got to think that movie magic is real magic.
That's what I think too.
And you know what? That makes me want Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling
yes,
together.
Yes, that's my
Absolutely.
Other one.
Absolutely. And I don't even know why. I just see the cutest engagement pictures
yes.
for them in my head.
They are so perfect.
Aren't they cute?
They are so perfect. And him with Eva Mendes.
And her with that Andrew Garfield when they were together.
No.
I don't get that.
Me either.
Well, Ryan Gosling is pretty quiet and
yes.
sensitive and
yeah.
not really that funny.
He's got a dry sense of humor.
Yeah, but he's so cute.
I know.
He's so cute. I think he could probably be with any female celebrity that I like, mm-hmm. and I would be okay with it.
Yeah.
But I do. I want Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling together.
Precious. They're so cute together. See, that's what goes back to the Hollywood magic.
Yeah.
That's why the casting directors should get paid the big bucks. They should be matchmakers.
That's a good idea. I do love the Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
I do too.
I love her attitude. She's so cute and she's so real,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yep.
I think she could do Bradley Cooper some good.
I think so too.
He's with a model though, isn't he?
Yeah, I think they just had a baby or something.
Oh
yeah, I'm just again, I'm okay with busting up the celebrity marriage.
She would be a good stepmom.
I think so.
I can see her carrying a baby on her hip.
I'm good with that.
Me too. Okay, my turn.
Okay, who you got?
I think that Drake should be with, I can't decide on this one, so I need your help.
Okay.
I think he either needs to get back with Rihanna.
I'm good with that.
Or Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
I love Drake and Rihanna together in real life. I think they're cute.
I think so too.
They get each other.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
The timing is off. I think that's why they can't get it together.
Probably so.
I think it's a timing thing.
He's got so much going on right now.
Yeah.
There's no way to keep up with him.
I think once they both kind of get in a zone where they've kind of settled down a little bit, maybe when they're a little older, that's the couple.
I think so too. But unless Taylor Swift busts in. I see Taylor as, you know, I met her a few years ago, and she was super nice, very kind. Her mother was really great. I didn't have a bad thing to say about Taylor Swift when I met her. But thinking long and hard about the Katy Perry, Taylor Swift feud, I can't help but lean towards Katy Perry's side. And here's why. Because stereotypes always come from somewhere, right? There's some truth behind every stereotype somewhere. And Taylor Swift has the squad of Victoria's Secret models and, you know, all these pretty people. That's what she surrounds herself with.
Okay.
And I don't understand that mentality.
I don't know. I have a hard time seeing Taylor Swift with anyone.
I get that.
Even when she's dated people in the past, Tom Hiddleston. And I have a hard time picturing her with anybody. And maybe it's because in my head, she's still really only 16.
I get that. I get that. She hasn't changed very much besides a different haircut every now and then.
Like whenever I hear her and they are saying, oh, she's doing this. And I'm like, how could she only be doing that? She's only 17.
Yeah,
like,
she shouldn't be wearing that.
Yeah.
Why did her mother let her out in public?
I have a hard time viewing her as an adult.
I understand that. I had a really hard time with her and Calvin Harris being together.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I didn't get it. I still don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I guess it's not my place to get. I
mean, she should just be single.
Maybe so. She should just give her money to kids and do good things and be done with it.
There you go.
And prove to the world that Katy Perry's lying.
See? Yeah, I'm on with that.
And speaking of Katy Perry.
Ooh, who do you got with Katy?
See, here's the thing. I believe that Ed Sheeran would be so great with so many people. Because I think that he is the all-around package of greatness. He's funny. He's fun. He's romantic. He's sweet. He's humble, but so wealthy. He's the best of both worlds. And so I think that I could see Ed Sheeran with Katy Perry.
Okay.
Possibly. Or going back to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
You know who Taylor Swift could be with?
Who?
Zac Efron.
Really? I don't see him with anybody.
Yeah.
I don't. But
is he taller than her? How tall is he?
I have no idea.
See, that's another thing I have with the people that pair up. I need the man to be taller.
Okay.
And I know that's tough in Hollywood because all of the Hollywood guys are short. I think that's why I don't like Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes, because I think she's bigger than him.
I was going to say tread lightly because Sarah, my girlfriend, is 6 foot tall. And I'm not 6 foot tall.
And she's gorgeous.
You think so?
Oh, man.
I got high fives when everybody met her at Kelly Raspberry's birthday party.
Beautiful.
I did good.
You did.
And she's nice.
She is.
She's a nice person. So I really did good on this one.
Yeah, you did. Future celebrity couple.
Who knows? Okay. What do you think about this? Back to Ed Sheeran. Selena Gomez and Ed Sheeran. I don't like Selena Gomez with The Weeknd.
Yeah, I go back and forth on that. Because I think they kind of look good together, but he has said publicly that he writes music when he's high,
when
he's on drugs, and I don't think she needs to be around that.
No, she doesn't.
So that's my reason for not wanting them together, but I think they look good together.
I can't see them doing pictures and stuff together. I think that kind of molds it in my head for me, the perfect couple, is if they would take good pictures together.
Yeah.
That brings me to the perfect couple of Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
I know they say they're just friends and they've only just been friends for so long now, but come on, they would make such pretty babies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And, you know, they hang out together. They went on tour together, so they must get along.
Right.
They must have some chemistry that works. So why not just take it into relationship status, you know? Is it weird because didn't Demi date Joe?
Yeah, she dated one of the other ones.
But there's nothing wrong with trading up for the brother, right?
If the brothers don't mind, it's fine.
I don't think that would be a bad idea at all. I love them together.
Who's Joe Jonas dating now?
Oh, what is her name? She's like a model or something. I had never heard of her before. I had to look her up when I saw the pictures. But he's with some blonde-haired, blue-eyed lady.
Yeah, so if he's moved on.
Yeah, he has.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Make it happen.
Okay, what do you think about Justin Bieber and Alessia Cara?
Huh.
And here's why I say that. Number one, they're on the same record label.
Okay.
So business-wise, it just makes sense.
Right.
Number two, they're both Canadian.
Okay.
So they can go back home to Canada together whenever they need to. And number three, I think that she is so nice,
mm-hmm.
or she was so nice when I met her the few times before,
mm-hmm.
that she would be a really good thing for him. But she still gets the success part too.
Yeah.
Not to the same degree.
Right.
But she gets it.
That's true.
I mean, she's doing pretty darn good for herself.
Yeah, and he needs somebody to ground him.
Absolutely, and I think that she would definitely do it.
I think that's a good one.
And I think if they were to reproduce, it would be a beautiful baby.
Speaking of reproductions,
uh-huh.
this is my ultimate wish couple.
Okay, who?
The Rock.
Uh-huh.
And J-Lo.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
Can you imagine the beautiful babies that would come out of those two?
What is she thinking dating A-Rod right now? I don't get that. I don't know of any redeeming qualities about the man.
None.
I love that. The Rock and J-Lo.
There you go.
That's so great.
And they both already have kids, so they can have a blended family. I think The Rock is secure enough to be okay with the fact that she's still BFFs with her ex, Mark Anthony.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's The Rock.
Yeah, he's so big, he could take him down
exactly.
in a second.
Exactly. There you go. And see, and J-Lo, not a tiny woman.
No.
So she needs a big, you know, hulking man to stand next to her.
And he is that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do love that. And he's funny.
I know. And so is she.
She's got a good sense of humor, too.
Yes. And she's gorgeous.
I can see him being a good daddy.
Yes. See?
We need to make that happen.
Who do we call?
I don't know. Let's do change.org or whatever it is.
We should call some people.
I told you I put too much thought into this. It has taken too much of my brain space, but I'm glad that I'm finally getting to get some of it out because I feel so much better about life right now.
And you're freeing up space for other random meaningless information.
I know. Okay, just because I think that they would sing each other to sleep at night, Adele and Sam Smith. Now, I know that he leans the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she's married with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I just see them having a musical in their household.
Every
day would be a musical with Sam Smith and Adele if they got together. And I think that he would be a good daddy.
Yeah, he'd probably be a good dad.
Probably. I can see him carrying, you know, one of those baby Bjorn thingies with a kid in it.
Carrying his kid everywhere.
And then
goes.
They could write duets together.
Now that I'm down with.
Absolutely. That would be a great couple.
Yeah. So sometimes we can just match people up on skills.
Absolutely. And what we picture their potential to be.
I love it.
Who cares if they actually, you know, like the same things.
It's not the issue.
Bear with me on this last one.
Okay.
And this is the reason for this is so wrong, but whatever. Ryan Seacrest and Andy Cohen from Bravo. Now, I always thought that I would see Andy Cohen with Anderson Cooper. But yeah. I don't. And you know why? It's because I started following Andy Cohen on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I need to unfollow him because he drives me insane. Drives me crazy nuts with his selfies and his trying to look cute with his dog and all that stuff. They both drive me so crazy, Ryan Seacrest and Andy Cohen, that I just see them driving me crazy together.
I can see that. Yeah, Andy Cohen is, he's high up on the petty boop list. So he's like the queen of petty. So I need him to be with someone who is equally as petty.
And I think Ryan Seacrest is that.
Yeah, and I think Anderson Cooper's out of his league.
Oh gosh, he's so cute. He's so great. Like everything about Anderson Cooper, I would date Anderson Cooper if Anderson Cooper would date me.
Yeah.
But he's got his cute little, I forgot the guy's name.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But it's one of those names where it's you could call him the short name or the short version of it, but he goes by the full name, like Michael versus Mike.
Anderson Cooper and Neil Patrick Harris. I mean, I know Neil Patrick has his wife, his husband, and they are so super cute together, and they've got their cute kids. But I think Anderson and Doogie Howser would be great together.
Oh, that is so great. Oh, I love that.
I know, aren't they
sweet?
See,
I'm so happy right now just thinking about the things that they could do together if they ended up together in real life.
I know.
It makes my heart happy.
In our next lives, celebrity matchmakers.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Okay.
And we'll wrap this up after that. But if you had to match Big Al Mac with a celebrity, what would your choice be?
Let me think.
It can be any level of celebrity.
Now, that is somebody who needs someone to ground him.
Al?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because Al is like all over the place. He's a wild card.
Okay. How about this? Big Al Mac and Honey Boo Boo's mom. That would ground him, right?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
I think she is a little too...
She loves the spotlight too much.
And she's a little too redneck for him.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even think about that. Okay. Big Al Mac and... I can see him sort of with somebody like Katy Perry. I mean, he would go for that for sure. I don't know that she would go for him, but he would go for that.
I can't remember how tall she is.
She is probably about 5'5", 5'6"-ish.
Yeah, that may work.
And she wears heels all the time, so.
I think the thing that throws me off about Katy is that dark hair. Like, I need her to have lighter hair if she's going to be with Al.
It is light now, isn't it? It's blonde and shaved.
Oh, that's right.
I think her shaved head is beautiful.
She's a pretty girl.
I mean, she's stunning.
She's a very, very pretty girl. Oh, I have one more. This is the ultimate couple.
Al and Ellen DeGeneres.
Only if he can remember how to say her name.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Chris Brown
and
Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Because he needs to be with somebody who can kick his ass.
And she could do it for sure.
There you go.
That's a good one. I think we can end with that one.
I think so. It's an ender.
My heart is so happy right now. I can't even explain to you the bliss that is in my brain.
I am proud to be a part of your happiness, Shannon.
I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you too.
We don't want you to feel left out. Of course, we love you too. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And do me a favor, make sure you check out our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast. And you can subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Say that 10 times fast.
Hasta la vista, baby.